Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you, Michael, for that beautiful music intro. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is June 12, 2016, and welcome, everyone. Oh, we're so glad to be here. And also a welcome to our archive listeners around the world. I'm going to give our start meeting and backup conference recording number out for everyone. Another way for you to listen in to the program by phone, and then Catherine's going to give you an easy, quick how to connect to the Blog Talk internet call for everybody to listen. So get out your pencils and paper. The start meeting number you call into is 701-801-1220, and then you hit the meeting ID number, which is 856-768-151 and the pound key, and you'll be able to listen in. And the start meeting does hold one or two calls and archive, and you can listen that way as well. So Catherine, why don't you lead us through the easy way to hook up to Blog Talk listening on the internet?
Hi, Meg. Thank you.
Hi.
I get a lot of emails from people saying I can't get on Blog Talk or the show isn't showing up on there. I just want to assure everybody, Blog Talk is a huge website, and we are featured as one of the, you know, one of the featured programs. So they're not going to lose us. And we record, Blog Talk records every single call that we do, and they are all archived. So their search engine isn't fabulous, but we send out the newsletter with a link. If the link doesn't work, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/channelpanel. Channel Panel is our station. It's the special segment of Blog Talk Radio where all our shows are stored. So you can't miss it. It's always there, and it's always available 24 hours a day. So if the link doesn't work, or if you try to log in and you find you can't, it's showing you last week's show, that means you have to refresh your browser. It doesn't mean this week's show isn't there. So I hope that explains it for a lot of people. It's a reliable website. It's there for everyone, and you can't miss it. You can even scroll down and go to past shows. They're archived for years. So all the shows that we have done are there on Blog Talk. And they've promised we'll be there forever. So it's easy. Don't panic. If you're not a real computer whiz, it doesn't matter. It's very simple. And we will always be here. So we have a very exciting show, all kinds of things to cover, and wonderful offerings from Archangel Michael and Sananda. Is there anything you want to add, Meg?
Well, personally, as the ultimate Blog Talk avid nerd fan, I went back and listened to every program from the Blog Talk website. So it can be done. I just had to keep a little record of the titles of the shows, and you can definitely go back and, yes, they could be better about their search engine, but it's there, and I found them all. So just give a little patience and just read a little bit, and you can find them all. And maybe let's just do a quick combining our pillars, and then I'll hand it back over, Catherine. Is that good?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. So everybody take a deep breath. Let's begin by coming into conscious awareness of our individual beautiful pillars. Reach
Uh-oh.
Down.
Oh, what you happened? Faded out there for a minute.
Oh, okay. I'll bring the phone even closer.
Okay.
So reach down with your light and connect with our beautiful, beloved planet, Terra, right beneath our feet, and feel her love coming back. And reach up with your light through your head. Connect with your higher self, your twin soul, all our galactic family, and our dear mother and father God. Take a second to breathe in their beautiful golden honey love and let it soak into every pore, every cell. Expand your light and connect with all of us joined together on this call and everybody who will be listening and all our light worker family so connected around the planet. We are truly one. And a special thank you, I'll say here before I hand it back over, to everyone who has sent in a special donation that keeps us going and keeps the family able to stay connected with us through the internet and do the work that we've been assigned by the Company of Heaven. And all of you are doing as well. Thank you for your love and your light and for your donations. It's especially appreciated. So with that, we'll hand this back over to Catherine and Christine and welcome the other family members that are gathered around in their home in New York, and let's start the fun. Hi again.
Hi. I'm going to let Christine say hello, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I was just sitting here and feeling amazed because even though we're just getting the show back up and going, I feel so close and connected to everybody. I see you all out there across this beautiful earth of ours. I check on you daily. I see you working, making choices, burning so brightly. So I feel really, really close to you these days as we work together during this super important phase. So I'm just sending you all a big hug, and I'm excited for the show. Oh, my love to all of you. That's the way to start this thing up. Here's Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Christine.
Hi. Yes, we're happy to have Christine here, and she's going to channel Archangel Michael today. That's always a great treat. So I want to begin with, I get a lot of emails from people a little bit about their struggles and about their questions and how to proceed and what's going on and so on. And so every week, Sananda reads the emails with me, and they weave in the answers to emails in their channelings. But I also want to consciously acknowledge that we do read emails. I can't always answer all of them. I do try to. There's been a flood recently of emails, and especially people wishing me happy birthday. I'm still reading the birthday greetings and enjoying it. So thank you all. It was such fun to hear from you. One of the questions that has been asked that's come up over and over through the years is, how can I feel joy and celebrate my own life when others are suffering so much? And this is going to relate very closely to what we're going to be talking about today, but I just want to do a little introduction for people to follow on Meg's Building Your Pillar exercise. And there is a practical answer to that question. How can I enjoy life when others are suffering? Well, of course, we're not indifferent. We're light workers. We feel, we're empaths, most of us, and we feel what other people feel. And so we need a way to protect ourselves and to establish a way for ourselves to walk through being aware of what's going on, being completely aware of everything in the world, beautiful, not so beautiful, what's coming through in thought forms, what's happening around you, what your friends and family are feeling. We want to be sensitive. We want to feel what other people feel. But we mustn't be overwhelmed by it, or we can't do our work. We can't offer what we came here to do if we're completely inundated with sadness and overwhelm. So there is a practical way. It's not simply protection. It's not that you're protecting yourself from others. It's that you're maintaining your integrity within your own pillar of light. So here's the way Sanat Kumara used to put it. Breathe in. You're inside your pillar of light, consciously experiencing it, surrounding you. And we each have our own pillar, and we never give that up. Even if we combine with others and make a bigger pillar, we don't change our pillar. We keep it. So we're always within our own pillar of light. And you breathe into the center of your brain, down into the center of your heart. And as we've said, you anchor with Terra and upward with Mother and Father. And in that state of being in the center of who you are, your own unique being, you don't come out and nobody else gets in. You're safe and sound inside your own self. That is integrity. And in that place, in that state, we are at our strongest, and we're also most sensitive because we have the insulation of our pillar. It doesn't stop us from feeling everything, but it does stop us from bleeding in to what's going on around us. So it is not indifference, just the opposite. It means you can allow your sensitivity to be at its height. And I like the image of our pillar works really the way, and this sense of being centered in yourself works the way our skin works. We can breathe through our skin, but we don't absorb other people's feelings. We let them touch us, and just as if it's just barely touching your skin, so you acknowledge it, you feel it, you register it, so you know what's going on around you, but you don't absorb it. It doesn't become a part of who you are. It wouldn't make sense to do that anyway, because everyone has their own self. Everyone has their own experience, and they're recording it and experiencing it themselves, so they don't need for us to do it for them. So when we look out at the world and we see things that are traumatic, that are difficult, we see the suffering, and we do feel empathy. We understand what people are feeling. But we don't need to feel their pain. We've already registered what it is. We record it, we acknowledge it, and that's our service. To be with those who need our support, our comfort, our acknowledgement, but they don't need us to bleed for them. we must remain in our integrity, in our pillar, in our awareness that we can be of service to others even better if we maintain our balance. So that's the beginning, to help get a sense, and we're going to build on this through the show in many different ways. Michael is going to come first and continue on from what we began in our last show and to build on these questions. Ashtar will be here, and so will Sananda. And perhaps at the end, I think Father God might come to offer the final blessing for us. So we have a jam-packed show. I'm going to let Michael just a second. Yes. I'm going to let Christine begin because she has something important she wants to tell us about her own experience and what's been going on with us recently. Another question we get all the time is, how are you? Are you sick? How come you're still sick? What's going on with you? Oh, I see you're back, so you must be all well, and so on. We get so many really sweet emails from people wishing us well and with real concern about how we're feeling and how Christine is doing. So I think it's only fair that we really explain to you exactly what's going on with us and why. So with that order in store, Christine, take it away.
Thank you, Catherine. And I am just enjoying so much the description you gave. It's so clear how we feel things, but we don't absorb other people's. It leads exactly into the talk of how I'm doing. And there is no polite small talk answer to how I'm doing. So you're going to get, as usual, the real deal, the whole thing. Here we go. It's an interesting time, isn't it? For all of us. Yes, Meg. It is an interesting time on surface Earth. What did we sign up for? Well, I'll tell you. We said, all right, we are going to roll up our sleeves and go and have this incredible experience of healing from our own lifetimes on Earth, of working through our own ascension, and according to our assignments and our gifts and our capacity, we're also going to roll up our sleeves and help the planet to ascend, help others, help the animals, help. Now, remember, for this topic, we are in our own pillar with our own integrity, as Catherine so beautifully described it. So what that means can be a little unusual looking, it turns out. I certainly wouldn't have been able to guess that this is what it would look like. Our current experiences right now, after all, are a mix of our life plan, our choices, our lessons, our ascension, meaning our ascension symptoms, transforming to a crystalline being, to a light body, our ascension as we lighten the heavy burdens we once carried, our assignments, and our overall mission. So that is what's shaping our experiences right now. So for me, this is how it looks. Since my main mission is to restore light on Earth, sounds familiar to all of you, doesn't it? My main assignment at this current time is as a transmuter, as many of you well know. Now, I'll say again, everyone on the surface of Earth is transmuting at this time. It's as simple as understanding, seeing, and transforming the energies of lessons and experiences that were perhaps challenging, that happen only in the lower dimensions, with difficulty, challenge, pain, even suffering. We are all transmuting our own lessons, our own energies that we've carried within, so that we may ascend. Now, for those who, in their life plan, took on greater transmuting, they are also transmuting on a wider scale those same energies for a greater portion of humanity. Doesn't mean we're doing it for others in place of their transmuting, but there has been so much discordant, misqualified energy generated that an A number one cleanup crew had to be called in, and that's us. Now, remember last week Michael talked about capacity. Capacity is our ability to carry love and light. And it doesn't matter if someone is transmuting simply their life lessons, or they're transmuting their life lessons and the corresponding energies on a grander scale. It's simply their assignment that they prepared for, trained for, and are now, with love and devotion, executing. Now, everyone has these assignments. So sure, I'm a transmuter, but then we've got the joy holders. We've got the healing teams. I mean the ones on the ground. What would we do without our many healers healing our bodies and healing Earth? Many hold vigil, and we never even hear from them. There's just so many different roles, and each is vital. I'm talking about transmuting because it shapes what my daily life is like, and maybe will give you the curiosity and insight to look at what your day is like. And why? Plus, Catherine gets a lot of letters from transmuters saying, thank you for explaining. We didn't understand why we're feeling this way. And that's what I want to say right away. Transmuting can only be done when you genuinely feel the feelings associated with the energies you're clearing and transforming. That is the mechanism of how we transmute. We feel them, and then in many different ways, we bring them into our heart. We, with violet fire, with just the love of our being, with a decision to let it go, with a decision that, wow, that hurts, but I decide love anyway. There's so many ways we transform the energies, but we transform them, transmute them back into light, into love. So this takes a heavy toll. Some transmuters are working more on emotional issues. Some are working more even in the mental body. And some, like me, are a combination of all of them with a heavy focus on the physical. So I do a lot of the physical heavy energy cleanup on Earth, starting always with my own ascension. Okay, so that means my day, I still look pretty darn sick much of the time. I have headaches, and my kidneys hurt a lot. I'm sick to my stomach a lot. But what I want you to get is that it's difficult, it's painful, it's challenging. Although I'm doing it, I know why I'm doing it all the time. So there is almost even a relief that I can fulfill my mission. There's a joy that the energies are being cleaned. There's a peace in getting to fulfill my assignments. Now, does that mean it is not pretty rough lots of days? Oh, of course it is. It's painful. It's stinky. I mean actually stinky. Sometimes the energies sure do smell bad. And sometimes I cry. But I don't become the energies I'm clearing. I simply always align my will with mother's and father's, and I only take guidance from the company of heaven, from mother and father. So a lot of the things that may not look necessarily logical, because I trust them all the way and they walk me through, miracles happen left and right, and I go through more quickly and elegantly and am able to fulfill my mission. Here around the house, we focus. Our focus is really important, and I think Michael's going to talk a little bit about the importance of focus. Our focus, we call it reporting style, when we let each other know how things are. We say it like it is, and we let it rip, but we don't, I don't know, it's so strangely enjoyable. We don't over-identify with happening.
In fact, we laugh about it.
Yeah, Catherine's saying, right, we laugh about it all the time, and I think she's going to have a couple helpful words here. We're honest. We realize at all times not only is this our choice, but it is our service, and there is such freedom in that. And we ask why. We take whatever's going on, whatever symptoms come up, why? What is the story behind this? What can I do? What does this indicator mean? Okay, my neck is hurting a lot today. What does that mean for the energies coming through? Or what do I need to nurture my body better? Do I need to go into some inner deep diving? Is that something I need to look at? Or is it perhaps the psychic network is kicking up their heels and throwing the kitchen sink at me? Now, we don't focus on what those things are. We focus on what the indicator means, so how we can better perform our role, which is to transform painful energy back into light. And I hope this helps you all understand why, no matter what your role is, you have one. It's assured. I hope it gives you curiosity to figure out what that might be. And to know that when something goes off with your health or your day, it's not because you did something wrong. It is most likely because you are fulfilling your precious life plan. You're actually in service to the greater good and to your own ascension. So that when something seems to go off track, you don't first look to blame yourself or feel inner shame, because that just gums up the whole works. We have declared this home, as you well know, a shame-free zone. And we're sticking to it, which means sometimes we have to bring it out and see, well, why would I have shame over that? And then we keep on burning. And when all else, you just don't know what to do in the middle of the night, I tell you, you call Saint Germain and his violet fire. It is 100% guaranteed to work, as well as mother and her honey love. So I'm going to give it to Catherine, because I'll know she'll have some good words for us. I hope that gives you a better picture of, yes, I'm sick, but we laugh a lot. We work as a family, and we are rocking it. We are doing it. We're doing our part, as we well see you out there doing yours. It makes us so close, doesn't it? Here's Catherine.
I just want to give a few examples. First of all, we have other family members here with us. So we've expanded this reporting style. We even have hand signals. You know, it's, okay, that one's the ice pick in the head. So we all do the ice pick in the head gesture. You know, now they're stabbing us in the heart. Okay, there's the stab in the heart. And then we just laugh and go on with our day. We transmute it. We acknowledge it. And I have a really good example of how not to focus on what's coming in the way that Christine was describing. We, as you know, are often the focus of the psychic network attacks, the frequency attacks, as you all are, because you're all light workers. So if you hear your head buzzing and a screaming sound in your ears, it's just the network, you know, it's the frequency attacks. Well, lately they've turned up the psychic network attack, which from our point of view is pretty hilarious. So last night, Christine reported, okay, so now they're saying, you're stupid. You're lazy. You're not really sick. You're just making it up. You're a loser. And I just burst out laughing, like, as if Christine would be affected by this, like, 9-year-old.
You're a loser.
You're a loser.
You're lazy.
You're a poo-poo head. I mean, something we just, so we started a riff on what other things they might offer. And we had a really good laugh about it. So I think that's a pretty graphic example of how not to take it personally, how not to absorb it. You don't say, oh, my God, I'm feeling like a loser. What am I going to do? Oh, it must be me. I must be a loser. No. You laugh and you say, oh, nice try. So that's, I think, about the best example I've seen in a long time.
And we love those on the other end that are sending it.
Mm-hmm. We're encouraging them to come to the light always. And I do have a little report about that. We do hear from Ashtar and from people who've come through, and they are still coming in. There are many from the Cabal networks that are still streaming through the gates to be protected, to be welcomed into the light. So that's our report for now. And I feel Michael close by, so I'm going to give this back to Christine. Maybe Meg would like to say hello to Michael, too. So I'm going to give the phone back to Christine. Here you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome Michael. Mm-hmm. Hey. Thank you both. That was just wonderful and very helpful to hear the explanation of what the boots on the ground do. So it helps us to maneuver what's coming up for us. So thank you both. And with that, we welcome our dear brother Michael to come and bring more fun and pomp and circumstance and also on. Hey, dear brother Michael, welcome.
Oh, hi, Meg. My arms around you and everybody. Oh, I'm so thrilled and excited to be with you all today. What a beautiful day it is. It is a new day. Hang on, everybody. No matter what you're going through, it is contributing. And we are there. So whatever you have to do, hang on, hold on to each other, hold hands, lock arms, join hearts, focus, laugh, sing, whatever it is, just hang on. It is the new day. It really is. And I come just to give you a brief word. I just wanted to be able to feel you all and have you feel me and say a warm hello. Then, of course, my brother Ashtar is coming. And it's very interesting. He's going to give you a whole new perspective on not only what security is, but he's going to reveal just how secure you already are. And then, of course, we all gathered closer here, there, and everywhere. On the ships, everywhere, we all lean in when Sananda comes. And yes, we did hear Father will bring a blessing. So a quick review of what I said last week, because what is a thought? Remember, said a thought is one way to imagine it. Is a thought is like a bubble that you send out. And where does it land? It lands in the future. And let's say the thought is, I'd like to be able to run 5 miles. I want to run 5 miles. Then that thought begins pulling you towards it with the energy line you threw it out with. Now, if you have a bunch of other thoughts, it can take you off in other directions. But if you have a bunch of thoughts that align with that thought, it is going to pull you through to it. And that is how thoughts create. It's the same with a feeling. A feeling is a thought or an idea or an image imbued with your life force. So it's a superpowered. So when you have put a thought and a feeling together and send it out, it's really now empowered with your life force, and the creation even takes on more sizzle, more glow, and you can see it there. And the more you stay aligned with what it is you really want, the easier it doesn't even come to you. Get this, you are going to it. Remember, you sent it out into the future. And it's sitting there, and it's with the lifeline of the thread of light you sent it out with. It's pulling you towards it. That's why it's always said you don't have to worry about the how. You just choose the thought, the dream, the emotion, the idea. Now, Catherine and Christine have hit on something important I'd like to speak a little bit more about. And that is, well, I'll say it this way. I'll make a statement. Your thoughts and feelings are not always your own. So whose are they? And how do you tell the difference? Well, this is very important. Because if you grab onto some of these thoughts that aren't even under your own, and you believe them, and you start sending them out too, especially if they're kicking up emotions in you, then this could just be chaos. You could be creating left and right all kinds of detours. Not only is not what you really wanted, but it could be downright unpleasant to experience. Now it's even easier, more easier than since, well, ever, because even the last golden age, there wasn't this much wisdom, this much light available. Those were previous golden ages. We're not going back to them. There's even more of Mother and Father's golden light available in every moment, every ray, every drop of sunshine, every cell, than even the previous golden ages. So this is great if you are the one choosing your thoughts and feelings. But if you are picking up on thoughts and feelings that aren't yours, uh-oh, that gets messy fast. I'm sure you all can relate. I know you can. I've seen you in action. So we will clean it up today, once and for all. It's so easy, because here's the bottom line. Your nature is love. Your nature, who you are, is light, joy, grace, wonder, ease. It is better than I even have words for. It is who you are. You are the love that is love, that loves to love, that is loved, that is love. You are. Okay? So let's cut right to it. If we have to do a quiz now on what I've just revealed to you, so which thoughts and feelings are not yours? The ones that are not love. Okay, stick with me. Don't kick me out just yet. You are love. Now, on top of that, on the experience of being in a low-dimensional experience, lifetime after lifetime, you've had all kinds of other experiences that would seem to have, well, had a lack of love in them. And they made all kinds of funny beliefs and thoughts and responses and habits and such. But truly, the way to cut through all the nonsense is to know what you know, and that is that you are love. So it doesn't matter where these other thoughts come from. Because we could do a whole show on just where do they come from. A splintered off part of you that's now healing and reemerging back into the whole of you. Discordant energies that have somehow taken on a life of their own and even have the fancy name entity and try to drop a thought here or there to get their way and have a feed on lower energies you may emit if they get their way. Or the psychic network or somebody else in the room, for crying out loud. That is the biggest, one of the biggest ways. You are all psychic. You are all telepathic. You are all empathic. So just even the thoughts and feelings of those around you, the thoughts and feelings of the collective, the overriding beliefs whether they be of fear or, let's say, on a given sunny day, joy. Those are thoughts and feelings that also are not just floating through the air, but often pelted at you in a boomerang effect. It doesn't matter so much where the thoughts and feelings come from. What matters is your ability to identify, wait a minute, that's not truly loving. That's not me. I don't have to pick that up. I don't have to know where it came from. That really isn't that important. But that's not me. That's not who I truly am. And it's as easy then as choosing a loving thought, offering a kind gesture, softening your stance from protection into curiosity and understanding. These are all the ways that you choose your thoughts and feelings. It is the work of us all. It is more difficult and challenging for you there on the surface when so much more is flooding you all the time that you must choose from. But here, we're doing the same thing. We absolutely choose our thoughts and feelings, and it is how we create, same as you. You're just in the super course and getting to do it at like no other time in history. Really, it's a moment to be almost, dare I say it, treasured. Sure, a lot's going on, but it's a very unique time to take a hold right now. And in deep in yourself, you know, we all know, because we are all of Mother and Father God, to take a hold of that and to reclaim the truth, I am love. Oh, and that thought's not loving. Therefore, that is not my thought. As easy as that, you discard it. You don't have to chase it. You don't resist it. You don't push back on it. You simply choose a thought that is loving. You absolutely know how to do this. In fact, you are a master of it, or you wouldn't be on the surface of Earth at this time, period. So, that's pretty clear. It brings everything down to choice, doesn't it? Everything, every thought, everything you think, feel, say, do, imagine, dream, is a choice. You say, I go to sleep at night and the dream just happens. No, set your dreams. Christine is so funny in her dreams. All the time, she will interrupt her own dreams and say, I don't like this dream. If this is a lesson, just give me the lesson. I don't want to keep dreaming this horrible thing. I must say, it's so funny. It always makes us laugh. But what command, what a decision. You are all capable of it right now. Before you go to bed, intend not only just to have a good dream, but a dream that serves the highest good of all. That's how you align your will with Mother and Father. That's how you are in true service and maintain the integrity of your pillar of light that Catherine so expertly described. Here's what I'll leave you with. Yes, I've shown you clearly how everything is a choice. Now I tell you this. Every single choice you make, yes, the millions of choices you make each day, every single one is either contributing to your and the collective ascension, or it is delaying it. Now, what does this mean in practical terms? Every choice you make is either contributing to ascension or delaying it. Let's break it down further. Let's take the programs, the exciting programs that indeed are on the now horizon. The RV, the GCR, the release of the healing and free energy technologies, Nasara, Gasara, the announcements, the meeting your mentors face to face, the landings, oh my goodness, visits to the ships, rejoining your Agarthan family. Won't it be incredible to not only welcome them to the surface en masse, but to join them in inner earth, all the way to when you meet your, you have your 3 days in your crystal chamber and complete your transformation into what we have often said is a physical angel. So your choices, as small as a single thought, are either quickening that, quickening the release of the RVGCR, the welcoming of your mentors, or delaying it. There's really no neutral ground. After all, we're all in motion, always. Every thought, every emotion. Now, for extra training on this, for extra support, what do? Of course, you call upon us, on your teams, upon me, upon mother and father, any of us. We will be thrilled to help you better grasp and take this down to the moment to moment, where that is truly how light is restored upon earth. Moment to moment, choice by choice, thought by thought, feeling by feeling. So I leave you with my love. I stand ready for you to call upon me to assist in this new venture even more clearly and efficiently than we ever have before. I love you dearly. On behalf of the Company of Heaven and Mother and Father God, I give you a hug and pass the talking stick to Ashtar.
Thank you, brother. Now, I'm just settling in with Catherine. She wasn't expecting that quick transition. Fortunately, I was right here, ready. So we're going to build little by little what we're talking about today. And as you were talking, Michael, Catherine was thinking about, yes, we do hear your thoughts. You know, especially when you're so connected to us and so open, and of course have given permission for us to communicate with you. So Catherine was thinking about all the emails that she gets from people who will say, I just read this message. It says it's from Michael. Can you confirm if this is really a message from Michael? Well, folks, you've just heard Michael. There is no question about who that is speaking when you hear Michael and Christine. So if you read a message that sounds a little dark, there are warnings in it, there's a sense of doom, or there are commands. Did you ever hear Michael command you to do anything?
Of course not. He'll cajole you. He'll joke you into it. He'll play a tune and get you to dance, but he will not ever say anything threatening or doomsday, and neither would I. So don't expect me to tell you that, yes, there is a dark star that's headed for planet Earth and you'd better all get ready. No. First of all, I am Ashtar, and I do know what's going on in the universe, just as we all do here. And of course, I'm known as the one who's in charge of security. Of course, we all take part in that. I'm not the only one who's in charge of security here. In fact, that's what I want to talk to you about today. What security really is, and how we see it, and how we want you to understand how secure and safe you really are. And of course, to weave that into letting you know how it all relates to your life plan, your security and your life plan and your teams and the challenges that you go through are all carefully calibrated. They were carefully designed before you came here, and now it's our job. Now, by our job, I mean myself, Ashtar, the galactic teams, the Arcturian healing teams, the legions of angels that are assigned to you all, and the galactic friends who are also taking part in all of this by sending their love, sometimes by helping with various security programs. Now, I'm going to explain to you a little bit about what the security programs really are. We are not the Pinkerton group. We are not security guards. We are not SWAT teams. We are working with mother and father and your higher self. So security means primarily that we look over you, we watch you, we beam our love to you at all times, and we work with your higher self, who is completely familiar with every detail of your life plan, every detail of what you intended to do and what you want to fulfill while you're here. So from that point of view, security means we help you stay on track. We help you follow your path. We help to arrange the teams of angels that will nudge you and your higher self, who will whisper in your ear when you start to exercise your free will in a way that we know is not what your life plan called for. So we are not cops. We are not military security in the way that you think of it. We have a very wide view. We see the energies in the universe around your planet. We see what's coming. We see what help you might need. And often we provide it before you even know you needed it. So in terms of security, yes, there have been some dust-ups with the cabal who might try to pull a fast one or might try to do something destructive. We're not going to allow that now. So be at ease. There are not any terrible disasters heading for Earth. You need to be concentrating on your own ascension and helping those around you. Now, when you read something, for instance, coming through the internet that says, oh, everybody should start hoarding water and food, and you need to be aware, and people may be, they may be thinking that they're being helpful, but you feel what your reaction is. When you read something like that, it generates a kind of unease and fearfulness. This is not helpful. This is what we mean by not absorbing a thought that's not your own. If you don't like what people are sending, don't read it. If you don't want to be affected by the thoughts around you, deflect them. Now, let's talk a little bit about the challenges that you are encountering in life. All of you who are working hard are knowing that it's a stressful time for some of you. Of course, you're taking on big challenges as part of your life plan. And it's so important that you not fall into the belief that you're not doing enough, or you didn't get it right, or there must be something wrong in what you're doing if you're feeling sick. Well, as Christine described, you are taking on some big jobs. But I want you to know we are with you. We're beside you. We're helping to protect and nudge and oversee and love you through it. We love you. We want you to achieve what you came here to do. That's our work that we take such joy in. We love to see you working through a difficulty and come out the other side feeling joyful, and even the relief that comes with, oh, yes, now I know why I was doing that. Now I understand. This was a life plan. Now, Michael talked and Christine talked about life lessons. Many of you who were in school and didn't enjoy it too much may associate a lesson with being some kind of uncomfortable, difficult, and unpleasant thing. That's not what's relevant now. These life plans are really the culmination of all the things you came here to understand and to transmute or to help free others from. That was a backward sentence, but you know what I mean. So your life lessons have been the experiences that educated you, that prepared you, that give you the genuine understanding of what other people feel, what everyone else is going through. And that's why you can be a very powerful transmuter. That's how you can bring light to a situation. You see where the light is needed because you've been through it and you know what it feels like. So that's the rich, fertile ground that are your life lessons. Those of you who are light workers, when you look back at your lifetime, don't look for the mistakes and the failures. Look for the rich seeds that are now coming to fruition because you're using it. You're working with it. You understand because you've been there. You know that expression people say, been there, done that. Well, you have. And all of those experiences are now the fertile ground on which you stand. So don't think that you have missed something or that you have failures in your past. Not at all. Every single experience, every single incident is now grist for your mill. And now, open your view, open your vision. Here you are on your life path with an intuitive sense of what you came here for. You're walking down your path, literally, experiencing the things that you came here to experience. And here we all are, surrounding you, cheering you on, nudging you, polishing the path in front of you to make it easier for you. We are all there with you. And this is what we call security. Know that we are always there with you. Now, there are some who are transitioning now. And you may look at them and say, oh, no. Oh, no, they had to leave now? They wanted to ascend. What's going to happen? Well, of course, it was part of their life plan. Of course, they are ascending. No one is going to miss out. It's just that some of you have decided you're going to go through this particular experience of raising your body into higher dimensions and experiencing that. Others are transitioning now so they can reach out and help you and give you a hand up, a leg up, whatever, however you think of it. They're there to help you raise yourself up. Those of you who may have lost a partner, you haven't lost them. They're just the other side of this very thin veil, reaching out their hand and their love to you to help you, building the rainbow bridge, as we call it, creating the pathway that is ascension, ascending to higher dimensions. So they just went along ahead of you to ease your way. It's all reason to celebrate, all of it. The fact that you came here with this challenging life plan, that you've been through all these experiences that taught you so much, and now you're using all that to help yourself and others, it's a wondrous thing. We look at you and just shake our heads and smile and go, oh my goodness, look at them go. You're all moving so fast. And I guarantee you, when you take these lessons that Michael has given and that Sananda's been giving all along, and you include my loving overview of how I adoringly oversee and protect you and encourage you along your life path, we want you to feel secure. We want you to feel completely secure, knowing that nothing is wrong. Nothing is going wrong right now. You're moving fast, you're moving together, and we are with you every step of the way. Now, that may not be what you thought of as somebody who looks out for your security, but I tell you, security is a state of mind as much as it is a reality. So we could have all the ships in the universe surrounding your planet, shedding light and sending you love, and if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't accept our love, you're not going to feel secure. So open your hearts. Mother and Father and the entire company of heaven, the entire galactic force, and I are sending you the biggest love, as much as you can absorb. And that's part of your capacity. So expand your capacity, as Michael has been teaching. Expand your capacity, and let us pour in more love. And I guarantee you will know you are secure, because you are loved. And there is no greater security than that. So, I think part of my assignment was that I was to introduce the idea of flexibility, and then Sananda will carry that forward. I can't resist. I have to tell the story. Sananda will pick it up, but I have to tell the story of what Father has said to Christine. In the many times when she was learning this ability to look at life and be able to glide through it without shame or questioning, oh my gosh, what could I have done more? How did I get that wrong? Or what? You know, light workers tend to do that a lot. So this is why Mother was so firm about this no shame zone, because we don't want any of you to be slowed down or tied up in knots because of some kind of guilt or shame about anything. This is not the time to review and fret. This is the time to look forward and fly. So when Father would be talking to Christine about life on 3D Earth, which she had to do quite a lot because it took her a while to get used to being here. She has such a connection to Mother and Father that she tends to want to drift up here to be with us. So Father had to be very reassuring and say, you know, it's tough down there. It really is tough. It's hard for everyone. So don't think of it as a personal insult if you're struggling or even if you're suffering. There is great suffering on earth. And then she'd say, yes, but what do I do if I'm suffering? And he'd say, if you don't have cake, eat bread. If you don't have bread, drink water. If you don't have water, meditate. That may be one of the most clever things that Father has said. Although everything Father says is clever, of course. We like to laugh about these lessons because it touches our hearts so deeply. And we know how profoundly true that is for all of you there. So on that note, I'm going to send this on to Sananda. We'll hand over the talking stick. And we love to hear our dear Meg and let her voice come through in between our channelings. So namaste to all of you, beloved brothers and sisters. How many ways can I tell you I love you? I'm with you. I am not only in charge of your security, I am security, because I am a representation of Mother and Father's love, just as you are. So you are security for the people around you. When you express love, you bring security for everyone. Every time you smile at another person, you give them the feeling of being secure. You see, it's very simple, and it works like magic. So smile at your children, smile at your neighbor, send a genuine feeling of cheer, goodwill, cheer, friendship, and love. And you will see everyone around you will begin to relax, just as you are now. Namaste, all. Salute. I am Ashtar.
Oh, thank you, Ashtar. What a message. Thank you so much. Deep sigh of relief and gratitude. And thank you, Michael.
Hi, Meg. It's Catherine.
Hey.
That was fun.
Oh, it was so fun.
Oh, Ashtar was really on it.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And how we can I've heard Christine laugh before about being a small girl and, Ashtar, come, there's a bug in the room. Come get it. Help, help. And all the way up to anything we need. It's so adorable to hear those stories about how much he wants to be part of our feelings of secure. And I was just thinking about the times that I might have a little piece of nervousness here or there if I'm facing something new, or a little piece of insecurity if I'm asking myself to do something different or taking on a new challenge. And what fun to say, you know, I'm loved. This is going to be great. Everybody loves me. Ashtar is here. How peaceful we can just transmute all of that with your offering, Ashtar, and for all of our family. So that's very sweet. Thank you.
Yep. Well, let's see what Sananda would like to add to this discussion. Let me just see how we're doing. Yeah, we have plenty of time left.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just get a drink of water and stretch a little, and their energies are different. Yeah. Not so different, but it makes it more fun, you know. Each one is a little different. Each one has a different perspective. They're like us that way. It's so lovely. Okay, I'll step out of the way and let Sananda come in.
Wonderful. All right, well, let Catherine get a drink of water and switch arms and connect with our dear Sananda. Welcome, Sananda. We love you so.
Hi, Meg. Hello, everybody. It's Sananda. You know me. All of you have been listening to us long enough. You can tell, even over the wires, you can feel our energy. You know who we are. You know how much we love you, because we're sending it out to every single heart. I liked how Ashtar talked about security. Isn't it true? Security is knowing you're loved. And knowing because you're loved, you're safe. What a concept on planet Earth. So different from the way everyone has felt for so long. But look how you're all able to use these teachings so well. I can feel you all just lifting your hearts and smiling and joining with Michael and Ashtar in their joy. They love to talk with you, as I do, as we all do. You know, we joke about how we're all standing in line here, wanting to be the next one who gets to talk to you. Of course, that's kind of a joke. We like to make you laugh, too. And I want to add that Christine and Catherine were talking about how they laugh at the cabal sending those silly accusations, and how funny it is, because, of course, they're not about to succumb to any idea like, you're a loser. We think it's pretty funny, too. And, you know, laughter is really the path to ascension. All these things we talk about, of course, it's serious business sometimes, dragging yourself out of that dark hole you happen to be in, but the way out is always laughter. Laughter is a fifth-dimensional experience, as Michael has said. It is our gift from Mother and Father. Some of you who've been here a while remember Father's description of how he and Mother began as souls and how they learned to create, how they learned about the energies. And Father told a story of one day playing with the energies and colors and creating something. I think it was a nebula. And he heard a sound that was such a delight. He said, "Ah, my twin, I'm going to call her Laughter." She was so delighted with what he had made. And that is the beginning of how we create. We always create with laughter. It may not be a belly laugh. It might be a chuckle. It might be a giggle. But always there is that sense of joy that deep down inside is laughter. Laughter is really the expression of joy, of just unbridled, purely fabulous feeling of joy. You don't even have to have a content. It doesn't have to be a joke. It can just be, I feel like laughing. And then have you ever noticed if you start laughing, how other people start laughing too? It's like Ashtar was saying about security. When you start laughing, everybody else starts laughing. When you smile, other people smile. It makes everything easy. So this is really what we want to share with you, to offer you, is this feeling that we all have. It's not indifference to suffering. It's not that we don't care. Of course not. We care very much, and that's why we want to help lift your hearts. We want to help you lighten up. Because when you lighten up, you ascend. So I have often given people the assignment to look up a joke every day. You know, you have the internet. There are lots of jokes available. Pick your favorite joke of the day and tell it to somebody. Now, that may sound a little contrived at first, but once you get used to it, you'll kind of get the hang of how fabulous it is to be someone who has a joke for people. Not only will you be the life of the party, but you'll be the life of your own party, which is even more important. We don't have to have an audience to laugh. We laugh all the time at our own jokes. So, ascension, laughter, jokes, dancing, singing, creating, all of those things are expanding, are helping you ascend, and are increasing your capacity. Every time you truly laugh, you are stretching your capacity. And you know, it's a very obvious and practical thing. When you start expanding, your pillar of light gets brighter and expands. And we see it. Everyone sees it. People on Earth don't see it with their eyes so much, but they do feel it. You know when someone with a bright pillar walks into the room, everyone goes, "Oh, who's that?" And you want to explore. You want to know who they are. You want to get closer because their light is so welcoming and so bright and so pleasing. That's because they're vibrating at a higher dimension. So when you meet someone that you see is already light, watch them. Enjoy them. Vibrate with them. Show them the twinkle in your eye that you see who they are. And enjoy the chuckle. Sometimes that's all that's needed. It can make your day and it can make other people's day. When you encounter someone, even on the street, even across a room, and you see a sparkle, sparkle back. That is ascension. That is lightening up and lighting up. So this was such a fun time together. I'm just wrapping up for you by sending you lots of love and encouragement. And don't forget, don't ever forget that we are always there for you. It's our job. It's our pleasure. It's our joy. It's what we're here for. To be with you, to be beside you, to love you, to encourage you, to help lift you up. That's how we see our role. So that's what you can expect from us. That's what you can call on us for, always. Now, of course, if you stub your toe and you're in pain, I'll wait a few minutes before I tickle you. I'll show you I'm compassionate. Oh, I'm sorry you stubbed your toe. I know that hurts. And then I'll tell you a joke. So, there are a few other things I want to just remind you of. I think we've gotten it across pretty well, but can there be any doubt? Of course not. The programs we've told you about are real. And they're unfolding. And every time you giggle at something that happens to you in life, something that might previously have made you stop and grumble or feel depressed or think you had to deep dive to see if you did something wrong, no, just keep moving. Just notice, register, and keep moving. This is how we're going to get there. Like Michael says, lock arms. Let's go. We are making these programs unfold by creating them. We're creating it together, you and I. All of you and all of us. So, hold hands. Keep chuckling. Keep sending out your bubble, that arrow that goes, as Michael says. And make sure you send it with feeling. I see it. It's there on my path. There it is. I am heading straight for it. It's right there. And there it is. Okay. I'm not going to give you any lessons about what you shouldn't do. We've had too much fun today. If you have any questions about something you see yourself still doing, if you see a pattern in yourself, just go, oh, well, is that something I'm doing to massage my lower self, or something about this 3D place I thought might be cool in the old days before I learned all this. But I don't need to do that anymore. I've got better things to do. I've got more fun things to do. So I don't need to indulge some old habits or some previous ideas that I thought were true. Just let it all melt away. And when you look back along your path, you'll see the stuff along the way. And there's a black bag tied up with some stuff that you used to think was valuable. It's beside the road now. Back there. You don't even need to think about it anymore. You're headed for the light. More light. Bigger light. More fun. Okay. Father God is here. He wants to get in on the fun too, so I'm going to let Catherine take a little breath, and she's been having fun doing this. And we all, you know, we revere and adore Mother and Father. And there's always, for us, we're close to them, we talk to them, we feel their love all the time. But still, when Father God comes or when Mother God comes, we always feel a little hush and go, oh, Father's going to talk to us now. So it's a treat. It's always a treat when Mother or Father come. So I'm going to pass the talking stick and let Meg come and introduce our dear Father. Namaste, everybody. I'm your Sananda.
Thank you, Sananda.
I just saw this long road of black trash bags. Go down the road. And little angels like, oh, got that one. Got that one. She's done with that one. What a great image, Sananda. I'm holding on to that one.
Yes, I've got one of those. I've got a number of black trash bags back there that they're all the angels are buzzing around.
Pick up collection detail ready. Thank you, Christine, for that.
Well, welcome.
Great.
Okay, so, wow, this is moving fast. I'm breathless.
I know.
Okay. You go ahead and introduce Father. I can feel he's already here.
Oh, wonderful. All right, we'll take a deep breath and join our company of heaven and all our galactic friends. As we all love to listen to Mother and Father, they always come together. But I think Father's got a special energy for us today. Welcome, dear Father. Welcome.
Greetings, Meg. Oh, what fun. Oh, our children are really putting on the best. You should see them here. They're all dressed in their best uniforms and their favorite presentation clothes, because they like to get into the fun of it and the joy of communicating. Oh, I love doing this too. Thank you, all of you, for that wonderful welcome. And I love the way they were talking about how we send you our honey love, and we want you to feel safe and secure. We want you to know that you're safe and secure. And sometimes in the last message, Sananda talked about faith, the one that they sent out to you on the email list. He talked about faith. And I just want to add to that wonderful message from Ashtar and Sananda, that when you agree to accept our love, when you agree to really know that we're here to help you fulfill the ambitious plans that you all had before you came here, when you know that we love you every step of the way, we know what you came here to take on. It's always there in our minds when we look at you and we see. Sometimes we see you struggling and we know, oh, yes, that's what Mary decided to do when she came here. We got to send her a lot of love today because she's really struggling. And, oh, there's Ronnie with a broken leg. Oh, yes. We know Ronnie planned that. May not make much sense once you're here, but we remember that he said, I know my energy. I know I'll get all wrapped up in things, and I won't stop to think about what I'm doing. I'm going to need a little physical difficulty to slow me down. It'll heal. I'll be all right, but it'll give me time. And I'll reconnect with all of you. So please help me through it. And here's Ronnie with his broken leg, and he told us he was planning something like that. And of course, we're sending love. So some of the things that happen to you may seem so illogical, may not make any sense to you at times. But we want you to know we are sending you our deepest love. We're supporting you. We know there are hard times. We know that you're courageous, that you're carrying the light, literally, as if you have an Olympic torch and you're running with it, all of you. Our hearts fill with joy and love when we see you joining arms, marching together, expanding the Rainbow Bridge. My goodness, the Rainbow Bridge is enormous now. And so many of you, some of you helped build it by running up the bridge and back down, running up the bridge and back down. Some of you by putting a brick carefully, exquisitely, thinking over an issue, turning it over in your mind, asking us for help, talking with your higher self so carefully, with such detail, you are making an exquisite contribution to everyone's ascension by showing such care. All of you have your own way of showing that you care. For some of you, it's to be colorful and flamboyant and make jokes and write songs. For some of you, it's that quiet care. For some of you, it's the strength and determination where you put one foot in front of the other, even when you know you're not sure where you're going. You're not sure because you still have that veil, although it's thinning for all of you, isn't it? But you sense that there's something right about what you're doing. And deep in your hearts, you reach down for that sense of being sure. I know I'm headed in the right direction. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure where it ends, or even where I'm going, or what I'm doing here, but I know deep in my heart I have this urge to go on. I have this urge to go connect with that person over there. I'm going to do it. That, beloved ones, is faith. Allowing us to help you to feel secure. That is faith. Hearing Ashtar, really hearing him talk about the joy that he gains from being the one who protects, the one who cares for you with such exquisite detail. That's faith. And now, as I send you my love, my unending, unlimited love, and you open your heart and accept it and let it heal you, let it reassure you, let it comfort you. That, beloved ones, is faith. As you build your faith stronger, more expansive, more encompassing every day, you are ascending. You are increasing your capacity. And that only means that you are increasing your capacity for love and joy. All the way, every step of the way now, you are increasing your capacity for joy and for laughter and for creation. You, beloved ones, have been called the creator race, and you are moving into that name beautifully. You are showing how creative, how expansive, how joyful you can be, and how much love you're capable of. We love you in all conditions, in all circumstances. And we especially feel the spark of joy and fulfillment when you love. When you love, you are brilliant. And so we beam on you. Mother is here, pouring her honey love, soothing every single one of you, kissing your face, adoring you. Put this feeling we have for you of adoration and gratitude and respect, put it in your heart, in the deepest part of your heart, which is where we live. And know that it is always there. We are always there. In your heart. Anytime you want to reach for us, reach into your heart. And you'll feel us. There. Now, keep that forever. Everywhere you go, everything you do, keep that love with you always. I am your Father God, and I love you without end. Namaste, dear children.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Oh, it's always wonderful to channel Father, but today it was so delicious. Everything felt so good. Oh, and Christine's back. She's been giggling through this whole thing. I want to let her say a word, too.
Here you go. You and Meg can hear that.
Oh, no.
what does one say at a time like this?
I don't know.
I'm just so grateful. You know, I know what to say. We wake up every day here, and on this land, it's extremely beautiful. It's lush. There's thick, lush trees everywhere. The pool is gleaming. The back meadow is open. We have such beautiful family members here. We have beautiful food. We have our precious, darling animals who amaze us day by day. We have clean water. We have love. We have a lot of laughter. And we have all of you, and we know that we do. And still, this stretch on earth is a humdinger. Mm-hmm. So we just want you to know, even in the most glorious conditions, the best of the best, we are full tilt boogie, just all out in everything we can do, as we know you are. We know because our little angel teams report back, and because we can feel you, and we have the blessing of being able to see you and know how steadfast and loving you are. So I just take what all these beautiful masters and our dear Father have said to us. And Meg and I always text each other, hold hands today. So Everybody, hold hands, no matter the conditions. This stretch of what we're doing together on earth, to say it matters is not enough. It is everything. So we just are going to hold each other in love, steady and true. Here we go. And I love you. And we understand the tough points. But we are here by your side as you are by ours. What do you think, Meg?
Very well put, Christine. Thank you.
I love you, Meg.
Thank you all. As Christine said at the beginning, we feel so close. It's like we can go sometimes weeks without doing some organized type of newsletter or call. And here we are, and I feel as close as I've ever felt. And I know you are all feeling the same. How fortunate we all are to have this family and to share it with the friends and loved ones around us. Even if it's just the knowing, even if you never say anything about what's unrolling, if it's, as Michael has put, sometimes it feels like pouring water on a upside down cup. We don't want to do that. We don't want to have people feel uncomfortable. But just knowing what you know by being a part of this family and just being who you are already changes people around you. That already opens their heart without a word. How precious you are just holding this as a container and moving around the world that you do. It already is helping so much. So special thank you from me.
Thank you, Meg. Oh, I love to hear. That was more than a wrap-up. That was straight from your heart. Well, it's time to turn on the beautiful music to hear Michael Jackson's words heal the world. Thank you, Michael. So we hope we'll be doing a show next week, same time. We will send out an alert for all of you. Anyone who's signed up on Blog Talk for notices will get the notification as soon as I create the show link. You'll get a notice saying when it is. So if you want to sign up, that makes it, that's an easy way to know when the next show is. But we're hoping it'll be this time next week. As things go now, we can count on a whole lot of things happening between now and then for everyone. So lovely being here, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Kevin.
Michael, Ananda, Ashtar.
Father.
Thank you. All right, here goes one of our favorite songs.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. A place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. Care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place, for you and for me.
This session is no longer being recorded.